Welcome to the ACCA Student Accountant podcast series. First, here's a message from our sponsor. Studying ACCA with Kaplan opens doors to a bright new future. Study in the way you want, when you want, with Kaplan on demand to achieve pass rates higher than the global average. Visit kaplan.co.uk/podcast and get your 5-day free trial today. Performance management. Relevant costs. Relevant costs can be defined as any cost relevant to a decision. A matter is relevant if there is a change in cash flow that is caused by the decision. The change in cash flow can be additional amounts that must be paid, a decrease in amounts that must be paid, additional revenue that will be earned, or a decrease in revenue that will be earned. A change in the cash flow can be identified by asking if the amounts that would appear on the company's bank statement are affected by the decision, whether increased or decreased. Banks record cash, so this test is reliable. 1. Sunk costs, past costs, or committed costs are not relevant. Sunk or past costs are monies already spent or money that is already contracted to be spent. A decision on whether or not a new endeavour is started will have no effect on this cash flow, so sunk costs cannot be relevant. For example, money that has been spent on market research for a new product or planning a new factory is already spent and isn't coming back to the company, irrespective of whether the product is approved for manufacture or the factory is built. Committed costs are costs that would be incurred in the future, but they cannot be avoided because the company has already committed to them through another decision which has been made. For example, if a company has a 2-year lease for a piece of machinery, that cost will not be relevant to a decision on whether to use that machinery on a new project which will last for the next month. 2. Reapportionment of existing fixed costs are not relevant. Irrespective of what treatment is used in the company's management accounts to split up costs, if the total costs remain the same, there is no cash flow effect caused by the decision. Note that additional fixed costs caused by a decision are relevant. So, if you are evaluating the viability of a new production facility, then the rent of a building specially leased for the new facility is relevant. 3. Depreciation and book values, notional costs, are not relevant. Depreciation is not a cash flow and is dependent on past purchases and somewhat arbitrary depreciation rates. By the same argument, book values are not relevant, as these are simply the result of historical costs, or historical revaluation, and depreciation. 4. Increases or decreases in cash flows caused by a project are relevant. So, if an old product is discontinued 3 years early to make room for a new product, the revenue and cost decreases relating to the old product are relevant, as are the revenue and cost increases on the new. The cost effects relate to both changes in variable costs and changes in total fixed costs. 5. Revenues foregone, given up, because of a decision, are relevant. If a company decides to keep an asset for use in the manufacture of a new product rather than selling it, then its cash flow is affected by the decision to keep the asset, as it will now not benefit from the sale of the asset. This effect is known as an opportunity cost, which is the value of a benefit foregone when one course of action is chosen in preference to another. In this case, the company has given up its opportunity to have a cash inflow from the asset sale. Types of decision. We will now look at some typical examples where you have to decide which costs are relevant to decision making. I suggest that you try each example yourself before listening to the solution. In all examples, we ignore the time value of money. Always think, what future cash flows are changed by the decision? Changes in future cash flows reliably indicate which amounts are relevant to the decision. Example 1. Relevant cost of materials. A company is considering making a new product which requires several types of raw material. Material A, units in inventory, nil, Units required, 40. Additional information. Current purchase price is $7 per unit. Material B. Units in inventory, 100 purchased for $10 per unit. Units required, 150. Additional information. Current purchase price is $14 per unit. The material has no use in the company other than for the project under consideration. Units in inventory can be sold for $12 per unit. Material C. Units in inventory, 50 purchased for $20 per unit. Units required, 120. Additional information. Current purchase price is $22 per unit. The material is regularly used in current manufacturing operations. What is the relevant cost of the materials required for manufacture of the new product? Solution. Taking each material in turn. Material A. As there is no inventory, all 40 units required will have to be bought in at $7 per unit. This is a clear cash outflow caused by the decision to make the new product. Therefore, the relevant cost of material A for the new product is 40 units times $7 equals $280. Material B. The 100 units of the material already in inventory has no other use in the company. So if it is not used on the new product, then the assumption is that it would be sold for $12 per unit. If the new product is made, this sale won't happen and the cash flow is affected. The original purchase price of $10 is a sunk cost and so is not relevant. In addition, another 50 units are needed for the new product, and these will need to be bought in at a price of $14 per unit. The total relevant cost for material B is 100 units times $12, lost sale proceeds, equals $1,200. 50 units times $14, current purchase price, equals $700. Total equals $1,900. Material C. This material is regularly used in the company, so if the 50 units in inventory are diverted to the new product, then this will mean that inventory will need to be replenished. In order to do this, Material C purchases for existing products will be accelerated by 50 units. The current purchase price of $22 will be used to determine the relevant cost of Material C, as this will be the value of each unit purchased. The original purchase price of $20 is a sunk cost and so is not relevant. Therefore, the relevant cost of Material C for the new product is 120 units times $22 equals $2,640. Example 2. Relevant cost of labor. A company has a new project which requires the following three types of labor. Unskilled. Hours required, 12,000. Additional information. Paid at $8 per hour, and existing staff are fully utilized. The company will hire new staff to meet this additional demand. Semi-skilled. Hours required, 2,000. Additional information. Paid at $12 per hour. These employees are difficult to recruit, and the company retains a number of permanently employed staff, even if there is no work to do. There is currently 800 hours of idle time available, and any additional hours would be fulfilled by temporary staff that would be paid at $14 per hour. Skilled. Hours required, 8,000. Additional information. Paid at $15 per hour. There is a severe shortage of employees with these skills, and the only way that this labor can be provided for the new project would be for the company to move employees away from making product X. A unit of product X takes 4 hours to make and makes a contribution of $24 per unit. What is the relevant cost of the labor hours required for the new project? Solution. taking each type of labour in turn. Unskilled. 12,000 hours are required for the project, and the company is prepared to hire more staff to meet this need. The incremental cash outflow of this decision is 12,000 hours times $8 equals $96,000. Semi-skilled. Of the 2,000 hours needed, 800 are already available and already being paid. There is no incremental cost of using these spare hours on the new project. However, the remaining 1,200 hours are still required and will need to be fulfilled by hiring temporary workers. Therefore, there is an extra wage cost of 1,200 hours times $14 equals $16,800. Skilled. Determining the relevant cost of labour if it is diverted from existing activities is tricky and is often done incorrectly. If this is the case, then the relevant cost is the variable cost of the labour plus the contribution foregone from not being able to use the labour for its existing purpose. The temptation is to see that the same number of skilled employees are paid before and after being moved to the new project, and therefore the opportunity cost of contribution foregone from diverting hours away from the existing production of product X is the only relevant cost, i.e. $24 divided by 4 hours equals $6 per hour. This is incorrect. Say, for example, that 4 hours of labour were simply removed by sacking an employee for 4 hours. One less unit of product X could be made. Using the contribution foregone figure of $24 is the net effect of losing the revenue from that unit and also saving the material, labour and the variable costs. In this situation, however, the labour is simply being redeployed, so $24 understates the effect of this, as the labour costs are not saved. Therefore, the relevant cost of skilled labour is 8,000 hours times $15, current labour cost per hour, equals $120,000. 8,000 hours times $6, lost contribution per hour diverted from making product X, equals $48,000. Total equals $168,000. Example 3. Relevant cost of machinery. Some years ago, a company bought a piece of machinery for $300,000. The net book value of the machine is currently $50,000. The company could spend $100,000 on updating the machine, and the products subsequently made on it could generate a contribution of $150,000. The machine would be depreciated at $25,000 per annum. Alternatively, if the machine is not updated, the company could sell it now for $75,000. On a relevant cost basis, should the company update and use the machine or sell it now? Solution. Immediately we can say that the $300,000 purchase cost is a sunk cost and the $50,000 book value and $25,000 depreciation charge are not cash flows and so are not relevant. If the investment in the machinery is made, then the following cash flow changes are triggered. Machine update cost, $100,000. Contribution from products, $150,000. Opportunity cost, $75,000. Therefore, the relevant cost is update cost equals $100,000. Add contribution equals $150,000. Less sales proceeds foregone equals $75,000. Net cash outflow, $25,000. As the relevant cost is a net cash outflow, the machine should be sold rather than retained, updated, and used. Example 4. Relevant cost of machinery. A business rents a factory for $60,000 per annum. Only half of the floor space is currently used, and the company is considering installing a new machine in the unused part. The machine would cost $2.1 million, be depreciated over 10 years at $200,000 per annum, and then be sold for $100,000. The company would insure the new machine against damage for $5,000 per annum. What are the relevant costs of the new machine purchase? Solution. Rent. This is not a relevant cost. Irrespective of how the company might use the floor space in the factory to generate a return, there is no change in cash flow relating to the rent as a result of the new machine. Cost of machine. This is a relevant cost, as $2.1 million has to be paid out. Depreciation. This is not a relevant cost, as it is not a cash flow. Sale proceeds. This is a relevant cost, as it is a cash inflow which will occur in 10 years as a result of the decision to invest. Annual insurance cost. This is a relevant cost, as this is an additional fixed cost caused by the decision to invest. These costs will have to be compared to the contribution that can be earned by the new machine to determine if the overall investment in the asset is financially viable. The effects shown in examples 1 to 4 are often found in questions where you are to determine whether or not a company should go ahead with a new project, investment, or product, or if you are asked to calculate the minimum price a company should charge a customer for a piece of work. Example 5. Further processing decision. A company buys a chemical for $12,000, which it breaks down into two components. Component A, sales value $7,000, allocated costs $6,000. Component B, sales value $4,000, allocated costs $6,000. Component A can be converted into product A if $6,000 is spent on further processing. Product A would sell for $12,000. Component B can be converted into product B if $8,000 is spent on further processing. Product B would sell for $15,000. What processing decision should the company make in order to maximize profits? Solution. As the initial chemical is split into both components, it is not possible to make one component without the other. Therefore, if the company were to make only the components, the costs and revenues of both components will need to be recognized. Incremental revenue, sales of both components, equals $11,000. Incremental costs, cost of the chemical, equals $12,000. Net loss, $1,000. This is not worthwhile, as incremental costs exceed incremental revenues. Next, we should consider whether the components should be further processed into the products. Further processing component A to product A incurs incremental costs of $6,000 and incremental revenues of $5,000, $12,000 minus $7,000. It is not worthwhile to do this, as the extra costs are greater than the extra revenue. Further processing component B to product B incurs incremental costs of $8,000 and incremental revenues of $11,000, $15,000 minus $4,000. It is worthwhile to do this, as the extra revenue is greater than the extra costs. The production plan is therefore as follows. Component A revenue, $7,000. Component B revenue, $15,000. Total revenue, $22,000. Chemical cost, $12,000. Further processing of component B, $8,000. Total cost, $20,000. Contribution, $2,000. Example 6. Shutdown decision. A company has two production lines, and its management accounts show the following. Production line A, revenue $28 million, marginal costs $12 million, fixed costs $10 million, total cost $22 million, profit $6 million. Production line B, revenue $30 million, marginal costs $20 million, fixed costs $14 million. Total cost $34 million, loss $4 million. The total fixed costs of $24 million have been apportioned to each production line on the basis of the floor space occupied by each line in the factory. The company is concerned about the loss that is reported by production line B and is considering closing down that line. Closing down either production line would save 25% of the total fixed costs. Should the company close down production line B? Solution: the incremental cash flows of closing down production line B are as follows. Revenue lost equals $30 million. Marginal costs saved equals $20 million. Fixed costs saved, 25% of $24 million, equals $6 million. Therefore, the closure of production line B is not a good idea, as the revenue lost is greater than the value of the costs saved. What about closing down production line A? The incremental cash flows of this decision would be as follows. Revenue lost equals $28 million. Marginal costs saved equals $12 million. Fixed costs saved, 25% of $24 million, equals $6 million. The closure of production line A would also result in the revenue lost being greater than the value of the costs saved, so this isn't a good idea either. Really, the heart of the matter is the misleading effect of the relatively arbitrary apportionment of the fixed costs. A more useful presentation of the figures for decision-making would be revenue. Production line A, $28 million. Production line B, $30 million. Total, $58 million. Marginal costs. Production line A, $12 million. Production line B, $20 million. Total, $32 million. Contribution. Production line A, $16 million. Production line B, $10 million. Total, $26 million. Fixed costs, $24 million. Profit, $2 million. Note that the $2 million total profit is the same as the profit of $6 million from production line A and the loss of $4 million from production line B, as shown in the table we discussed at the start of this example. If either production line were closed down, fixed costs saved are 25% of $24 million, equals $6 million. However, the contribution lost from the products, and contribution looks at cash flows caused by production, would be either $16 million or $10 million, which exceed the cash saved on the fixed costs. Example 7. Make or buy decision. A company makes a product which requires two sequential operations, Operation 1 and Operation 2, on the same machine. The machine is fully utilized. Material costs $12 per unit. Instead of carrying out Operation 1, the company could buy in components for $15 per unit. This would allow production to be increased because the machine has to deal with only Operation 2. Operation 1 takes 0.25 hours of machine time, and Operation 2 takes 0.5 hours of machine time. Labor and variable overheads are incurred at a rate of $16 per machine hour, and the finished products sell for $30 per unit. Should the company make the entire product internally or buy in the components and complete them in Operation 2? Solution: some care is needed here to ensure all incremental cash flows caused by the decision are taken into account. Machine running costs. The machine is already fully utilized on operations 1 and 2 and will remain fully utilized, but only on operation 2. Therefore, the machine running costs will not change, so are not relevant to the decision. Material. If the buy-in option is accepted, the material cost increases from $12 to $15 per unit. Production volume. This can increase by 50%. Because currently each item takes 0.5 hours in Operation 2, but 0.25 hours per unit will be released by Operation 1, which will now not be needed. Assuming output is 1,000 units, the following would occur, ignoring labor and variable overheads, which we know to be constant. Increase in revenue, 50% extra could be produced, equals 500 additional units times $30 equals $15,000. Increase in costs, material, buy-in costs only, equals 1,500 times $15 minus 1,000 times $12 equals $10,500. Therefore, it is worth buying in as incremental revenue exceeds incremental costs. Thank you for listening and goodbye.